بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم. It is Friday. الحمد لله. يوم الجمعة. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with all the blessings of this day. Now, y'all know, unfortunately, I very rarely get on Instagram or Facebook live when something hasn't happened. Okay. And I just wanted to come on here because I just received a message that really, really upset me from a sister. And I'm not going to go into the details of her message. It's to do with her marriage, etc. Okay. And I ask right now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her with healing and with freedom from the situation that she's in the very best way. Okay. Ameen for all of you. Ameen. Now, I want to say something, and this is a message to everybody out there. I know most of you guys will be sisters, but the brothers as well. I know that you come up on here, I know you creep up on here, and I know that you listen to my rants, so I'm going to address you as well. But this is specifically for sisters who find themselves in a situation, and I have talked about this before, but sisters who find themselves in a situation where they are being disrespected, where they are being humiliated on a regular basis, where they are being abused, okay? At the moment, I really don't have it in me to kind of bring it because I'm kind of tired, okay? I'm tired. But I'm not too tired to tell you something very, very important. And I want you to take this message, and I don't want you to get all inspired and all hyped up and, oh wow, Sister Naima really brought it. Yeah, she told them and all of that stuff. I'm not interested in that, okay? Because at the end of the day, hype is cheap, okay? Hype is cheap. What we want, guys, is transformation. What we want is change. What we want is progress, evolution, growth. That is what we want, okay? Not hype. So when I say this to you, I really want you to listen with your ears, let it go into your brain, and listen with your heart, okay? Please, guys, ladies in particular, set a standard for yourself. Set a standard. That standard is what you are willing to accept. That's what I said. What you are willing to accept, okay? You want people to treat you better? Raise your standard. People will, unfortunately, human beings are like this. They will treat you as badly as you allow them to treat you. Once you stop allowing them to treat you in that way, they will stop doing it because they realize that, oh, this is not working anymore. This is not happening anymore. She's not available for this anymore. And listen to me, I'm so sorry. And the reason I'm so upset about this, is because I have had too many messages from sisters. Wallahi, it breaks my heart. Too many messages from sisters whose husbands have treated them like trash and continue to treat them like trash again and again and again. They have a baby for him, he treats them like trash. They have baby number two, he's still treating them like trash. He gets wife number two, still treating them like trash. Baby number three, treat them like trash. Divorce you, yeah? Then in your iddah take you back, still treat you like trash. And you keep being available for his BS. You keep begging for it. You keep accepting it. You keep apologizing. You keep accommodating. You keep enabling. What the hey? Why would he change? I have sisters who come on and they say things like, I hope that he would change. I hope that he would become a good man. He's not a good man. He's an idiot or a narcissist or hurting himself. He probably has his own issues that you don't even know about, and he's simply taking them out on you. And here you are, little miss, wanting to be a good wife and a good mother and all of that stuff, making yourself available to be treated worse than a prostitute on the street. Being slandered, backbitten, called names, humiliated in front of your family, beaten in front of your kids, sent back to your parents' house, I divorce you, oh no, I take you back. All of that stuff. Ladies, we're not available. We're not available for that rubbish. You should not be available for that rubbish. Because did not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create you? Did he not create you? Are you not worthy of respect? Are you not worthy of the honor and dignity? And we talk about it. Ladies in the talks, yes, they love to bring it. Oh, Islam has honored the women. In Islam, women have honor and dignity. Unlike blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry, guys. Yes, Allah gave us honor and dignity, but we don't honor ourselves. And we behave like we have no dignity. Because what we will accept shows that to everybody. It's cool. Treat me however you like. I'm a patient Muslim woman. I'ma take it. I'll take everything you've got. I will take all the rubbish. I will take all the filth. I will take all the violence, all the cruelty, all the meanness, all the insults. I will take everything, all the filth you've got in you. I'll take it. It's fine. I'll take it. I'll carry it for you. Seriously? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not create you for a noble purpose? Do you think that noble purpose is being someone's punching bag? Do you think that noble purpose is enabling somebody who is sinning in front of Allah? Do you think that noble purpose is enabling somebody who is doing haram and is oppressing people? Did Allah create you to be an enabler for an oppressor? Yes or no? Because I'm sorry. If someone is doing something to you, we have choices, ladies. I'm sorry. This whole thing, yeah? This whole thing about I'm trapped, I can't do anything, you know, the victim mentality. I've spoken about this on my lives before, and that is the one thing I wish we could expunge from this ummah. Sisters living in a victim mentality, it is your life. Your life. And at the end of it, you will answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the truth. You have choices. You can do anything you want. Yes, some things, there will be consequences. Some things, your family won't like them. Some things, you know, the community might think that you did the wrong thing. Some things, you know, will come at a cost. But at the end of the day, you have to understand that you came into this world alone and you will leave this world alone and you will be raised on your own. So if you want to spend your life the victim of other people's drama, the victim of other people's problems, their pain, their suffering, their insecurity, that's on you. But as for me, I was raised for a noble purpose. I was born for a noble purpose. I'm in this life for a noble purpose. And guess what that noble purpose is? I want to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best version of myself that I can be, having lived my best life for the sake of Allah. That's me. I don't know about you, but that's me. And as far as I'm concerned, sis, please don't play the victim card when you are allowing it, when you are accepting it, when you are enabling it. You're telling yourself a story in your head that Allah is pleased with me because I'm being a respectful wife, an obedient wife. If that's the story you want to tell yourself, then good luck with that. You're going to continue in that life. And I'll tell you where that life goes. You right now, maybe you're feeling strong, but by the end of it, He will have rinsed you. He will have rinsed you. He will have rinsed your self-esteem, your self-worth, your confidence, any shred of love for yourself. He will rinse all of that. And the worst thing is, very often, they rinse your iman as well. Because at the end of it, when you can't take any more, you may have lost friends. You may have lost family by that point. You may even have lost your children, okay? And you're left there, an empty shell. Do you think that that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for you? Ask yourself that. Do you think that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for you? Yes, it's true. We've got social systems in some of our communities that enable this type of behavior. But guys, the change starts with us. The uncles are not going to change it. Probably most of the aunties are not going to change it. And the husbands who are doing this stuff are definitely not going to change it. It starts with us raising our standard and not accepting a certain level of abuse, neglect, violence, cruelty, whatever it is. Because subhanAllah, it's like, and I know where it comes from. I can see it. I can see it coming through. The sister who is in that situation has drunk the Kool-Aid that she's not worthy. I know. And if you are that sister in that situation, I understand. Okay, I get it. He's made you think that you're worthless. He's made you think that no one will want you. He's made you think that without him, you're nothing in this dunya. That nobody will want you, even your family doesn't want you, even your kids don't want you. Where will you go if you leave me? But it's not true. It's so not true. And I want you to hear that. In the eyes of Allah, you are gold. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't create things for no purpose. You were created for a purpose. And you were created beautiful in your own unique way, with your own unique gifts, with your own talents, with your own special gifts to give to the world, in whichever way you choose. And I know like one talk on Instagram or Facebook is not going to change everything for you. It may not even change your mind, but please think about that and ask yourself, is this what I was created for? Is this what I was created for? Was I created to be the victim? Was I created to be the punching bag? Was I created to be the abused one, the neglected one, the abandoned one? Is that what I was created for? Or does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have a bigger plan for me? Maybe this was just a catalyst for me to realize who I really am and step into who I really am and start making some choices for myself and start looking after myself and start cherishing, protecting, and loving myself so that everybody else can understand how to do it. Because guess what? If you don't know how to respect yourself, no one is going to do it. And no one's going to teach you how to respect yourself, especially not somebody who's thriving on disrespecting you. You teach people how to treat you by the way you treat yourself. The way you respect yourself, the way you love yourself, that is how you teach others to do it. So stand in your power, stand in your worth. Stand for who you are, for who you were created to be. Guys, this life is short. And contrary to what you may have thought, it's not meant to be a hellhole. You don't have to stay in a hellhole. We will be tried, guys. No matter where we are, married, not married, widowed, divorced, kids, no kids, one kid, 10 kids, living with in-laws, living as isolated from family, employed, unemployed, self-employed, rich, poor, kullu haga. We will be tested, regardless. But some tests are not worth it because they destroy you, okay? And sometimes we're being tested by the bad behavior of others, and it is not upon us to enable them. It is upon us to guide them to the truth, to help them come back from their sin, from their haram, help them repent, and help them become a better person because we refused to be the victims of their bad character. Maybe you're meant to be his wake-up call. Maybe you're going to be the one to show him that it's not okay. But you won't be that one to show him by accepting the abuse, by accepting the ill treatment. He will not change. He will not change. I'm going to say it again. He will not change just because you keep accepting it, because he is in a good place right now. As far as he's concerned, this is good. This works for me. I'm happy. Yeah. I don't love my wife. I don't sleep with her. She's boring to me, but she's there. She'll look after the kids. She'll look after me. She'll look after the house. It's cool. Why should he change? Why would he change? What's the impetus? You keep taking it, he's going to keep giving it to you. Bottom line. Just if you were in that situation, you'd do the same thing. Let me put it this way, yeah? If you had a husband who allowed you to speak to him in a really, really, really disrespectful, cruel way, okay? Every day abusing him, abusing his family, abusing his people, telling him he's not a man, he's nothing, yeah? You don't want to sleep with him, yeah? You don't want to look after his kids, he has to stay and look after them, okay? And he allowed you to do that. And that's what you like, and that's what you get off on. Why would you change? Why would you change? You're cool. He's accepting it. But it's cool. Like, this is us. This is who we are. This is what we do. It's fine. Just like that, when you have a husband who's in a certain groove, yeah? And maybe that groove isn't grooving you, if you know what I mean. Like, it's a groove that is not helping you. But he's in a groove and you're accepting it. Why is he going to change? He's not going to change. He's never going to change until something happens. Something has to happen. Something has to click. What will it be when you say to him, I've raised my standard and this is not acceptable to me anymore? When you say to him, this needs to change, otherwise, da, da, da. When you say to him, we need to get help, and if you're not happy to get help with me, that is going to have its consequences, and they are blah, blah, blah. When you say to him, I've had enough. When you say to him, I don't accept that anymore. I deserve more than that. When you say to him, if you love me, this is what I want. This is my standard. When you start to have those types of conversations, he starts to see that that behavior that he was going with before is not sustainable. It's not sustainable because the status quo has changed. You have changed. You've raised your standard. You're communicating with him. I'm not talking about getting rude. I'm not talking about being disrespectful or rebellious. I'm talking about you internally raising your standard and communicating that with him and continuing to communicate for the sake of Allah. Because trust me, when he goes through that change, when he makes those changes, when he really asks himself what he's about, what he's doing, whether he's doing the right thing, when he examines his behavior, when he makes changes, guess what that's called? It's called growth. Will he be a better person afterwards? Yes, he will. Inshallah, will he see the error of his ways? Inshallah, he will. Maybe he will even repent to Allah for some of the things that he did. And that will be a good thing for him. Because if a woman or a man is an oppressor, Allah is not pleased with them. And that's what we have to understand. Allah is not pleased with him. So, like, or with her. So you think that you're loving him by continuing to accept the abuse, but actually you are enabling a zalim. And the zalim is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not happy with those who oppress. So if you're standing with somebody, enabling their oppression, you are enabling them to earn the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I know that's not your intention, but that's what's really going on here. And as a human being, if you say you love him or you love her, the way that they're behaving, they need to up-level. They need to up-level. A lot of the time, they are hurting themselves. Sometimes it's purely nafs or ego. Whatever they are, whether they're hurting and they need to heal, or it's nafs and ego, they need to do the work on that. They need to do the work on that for them to develop as human beings. And we're not helping them by enabling them. It's the same with our kids. If you have a son who's doing this, or a daughter who's doing this, it's the same thing. You're not helping by enabling them. You're actually handicapping them. And you could be jeopardizing them before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as a woman, as a wife, as a mother, as a sister, as a daughter, raise your standard. Raise your standard and communicate with very clearly with the people around you. Because guess, check it. If we as an ummah, as a community, as a generation, collectively raised our standard, okay, there will be some people who would not be happy. There will be some brothers who come up on there and say, these sisters are fitna makers, they're troublemakers, da 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 da. There will probably be some separations, there will probably be some divorces. Some of them needed, yeah? But that's not what the point is here. Because what would happen is that, firstly, those women would get a chance to heal. Those men would have a chance to see their behavior for what it really is and maybe even evolve and change. And the children will see that my mom has standards And as a woman, I should have standards. And as a man, I should want a woman with standards. And I should respect that a woman has standards. And then hopefully it becomes more and more part of the culture that people understand that I can't get away with that kind of behavior. And if I'm wanting to carry on like that, there are going to be consequences. And I have to ask myself, am I ready for those consequences or not? It's the same with domestic violence. And I said this in a live a long time ago. It's the same with domestic violence. Domestic violence thrives on enabling, on enablers. When the wife allows it, for whatever reason, and the family keeps quiet about it, the abuser is enabled to continue with his abuse. Now, if a woman puts her hand up and says, no more, no more, what will happen? And if more women put their hands up and say no more, initially what will happen? There will be women leaving the marital home. There will be women who become single mothers. There will be separations and there will be divorces and there will be convictions. Okay? That is in the short term. And there will be family relationships that are broken up in the short term. All of this will happen in the short term. But in the long term, either later on in life or in the next generation, men and women will understand that me abusing my spouse is not okay. And there are consequences. And I don't want those consequences. I don't want to lose my family because I can't keep my mouth shut or I can't keep my hands to myself. I don't want my uncles and my dad and my mom on my back. I don't want my wife taking my kids and going into a shelter because I know she's going to do that. And I don't want a criminal conviction, so I better fix up. Can you see what I'm saying? In the short term, it's fitna. Yes, it is. But the abuse is fitna. Abuse is fitna. Okay? Let's not make any bones about that. Abuse and this violence and cruelty in marriages is fitna. And it affects the wife, the husband, the children, and everybody around it. So let's deal with things the way that they are. Ladies, raise your standards. Brothers, raise your standards in every area of your lives. Go out there and crush this Friday. I'll see you. Assalamu alaikum.